So the people that he,
David's a good example.
Yeah.
No, David, King David.
Oh, okay.
And you can, and people, that promotion doesn't work like people may think. He promotes people based on the things that they've been faithful in doing. They were faithful. They took a faithful position in life. They were there for the people. They tried to help people. They were kind. They did the right things. So the man that's listed first is Shammua, and then he was of the tribe of Reuben, and then Shaphat of the son of he was of the tribe of Simeon. Caleb, we know Caleb. And it goes on. And now, where's
now, just think about it. Caleb was of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
What about that tribe?
Praise.
The line
tribe
of Judah.
Tribe of praise. And,
yeah.
And worship. You know, he came back with a different report. Just mm-hmm. that he was from that tribe. You
That's
know?
A good analogy, Sister.
Mm-hmm.
That he was. Whence we come,
huh?
I says it's like from. Whence we come, we're, like, I'm thinking in terms of, like, ministries now today. When you sit under a leader, if the leader is going to set that atmosphere and minister on healing, this other ministry don't, and that they never do it, then it's hard for the other believers to even think, well, what? Mm-hmm. You can lay hands on somebody and get healed? Mm-hmm. That's unheard of. You know, that's sovereign.
In that world, it's unheard of. Where they go to church, where the people that they're around, in that world, everybody they know, they don't get healed. They've
right,
never
right.
seen it before.
Yeah.
And they can live right down the street from you and never seen nobody get healed, never heard about it.
Yeah, I just thought of that because Sister Mary said that Caleb was from the tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tribe of praise. That was the tribe that Jesus was from.
Mm-hmm. Look at it this way.
Tell us it's a matter of life and death where you go to church.
He's right. Now let's look at it this way. Uh-huh. Out of all the men of Reuben, Shammua was chosen. Uh-huh. Out of all the men of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat was chosen. Uh-huh. Out of all the men of Judah, Caleb was chosen. See, God chose these. Uh-huh. And he did it right. He always sends the best. He always chooses the best. Now, the ten that govern the 100 and the 100 that govern the 1,000, and you know, and then they govern the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. Moses chose them. Because remember, Jethro's advice was choose out 10 men. Uh-huh. Well, Moses chose them, which he's wise too. He's a man of God. But God chose these. Okay. And
out of the tribe of Ephraim was Joshua.
Yeah. And he was number 5 on the list. Now, as they, when they came back with the evil report, they did this. Out of all that they've learned, they came back with the evil report.
Have mercy.
They had already been through Egypt. They were delivered from it. They saw miracles time and time again. Mm-hmm. They drank water when they cried out for water and complained. They ate meat when they cried out for meat and complained. Mm-hmm. And they had manna every day, miracle after miracle, the cloud by day, the fire by night. And they still came back.
The word said that was God's glory, the fire and the cloud.
Yeah.
God in them clouds. God was in that fire. God was in them clouds. That was his glory, you know.
And they saw it.
When we think about glory, we're talking about the manifested presence of God.
Ooh,
that was God present
in
the cloud and in the fire. They had seen all that, like you said, they had mm-hmm. seen all of that.
But they saw giants.
But you know what? They spent 40 days.
Uh-huh.
Nobody hurt them. Nobody touched them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they came back with this bad report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had 40 days of just getting those big grapes and nobody touched them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody hurt them.
Chased them.
Huh?
Nobody chased them or tried to kill them.
Nobody did nothing to 40 days. They spent 40 days there.
That's deep. Taking that thing deep.
But now,
I say you taking it deeper.
This
they spent 40 days and no harm.
But they still saw giants.
And then they came back still with a bad report. All they did was eat and just, you know, had a good time and watched the Giants and, you know.
Now the
anything that goes against the word of God is an evil report, according to that.
That's true.
Anything. Mm-hmm.
That's where the doubtful disposition comes from.
Because
disobedience.
It was true, they were giants.
Yeah.
And they were big and they had lost cities.
That was a fact.
But that was not God's word. Uh-huh. And when it goes against God's word, God called it an evil report.
Mm-hmm. And God
was
still
facts.
People say the truth. Well, if you tell the truth, mm-hmm. you know, you tell the truth, you need to tell the truth. But that, mm-hmm. like, the truth, you know, that's just truth. But Pastor Jim always says, mm-hmm. the absolute truth is the word of God.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between a fact
uh-huh.
and the truth. And I've noticed that with gossips, they will tell a fact. Uh-huh. But they won't tell the truth. That would be like saying, well, you know, I saw Deborah and John in a hotel together. The truth was we were checking in because there was, you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Conscience.
He was with his wife and they were checking in and I was there and I was checking in. Mm-hmm. The fact is that
yes.
we were both there in a hotel.
Yes.
The truth is, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
same thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why, you know, Proverbs said a gossip is death.
Because yeah, people
it
can
is.
See things, mm-hmm. can see you out and, you
but
know,
again,
say,
they accepted
say
the fact,
but that wasn't the truth.
That might be
there were giants, but that wasn't the truth.
But the way I'm coming from is a little step higher than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, you're sick. You've got something bothering you. You're hurt. You've gone to the doctor. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But according to God, that's an evil report.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because His word says,
"Before
my sicknesses and carry my diseases."
That's right.
Yes.
Before my pain.
That's
mm-hmm.
yes.
That's
going
to
believe.
And anything like that,
think which report
right.
are you going to believe?
Which
yeah.
report are you going to believe? But God calls it evil.
I was thinking about like if you think of something negative, like is anything that's negative, is that from the enemy? Like say, you know, somebody you say like I'm poor or I feel sick. Like is that anything negative from the enemy?
No, those are facts, but that's why. If it's like if a person has cancer, that's a fact. But
yeah.
Brother Horton used to say, you can change the facts on the ground where you are, or the facts in your body. You can override it with the word of God.
I'm thinking more so like something like thoughts, I guess. Like if you think certain negative things,
mm-hmm.
like did that come from the enemy? Like
he don't want you to.
It can.
Because he don't want you to know
some
God.
Some of your own thoughts and some of the enemy plants in there.
Mm-hmm. That's not coming from your spirit. It's coming from your soul.
Yeah.
And
see,
you can gather thoughts from just watching the wrong thing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
listening
saying?
To the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Or listening to the wrong thing.
Yeah. The suggestions.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, God told me once, He said, you arise or fall to the level of the people you deal with on a
mm-hmm.
daily basis. So watch your associations.
Amen.
So they're not planting,
okay.
you don't gather their offense, because I found out if you're around people that are always offended
mm-hmm.
or angry, they can get off on you. So you
can.
You
Pastor
can
always say he can tell where a person is
mm-hmm.
by what coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
That applies to us too. We can
mm-hmm.
tell. You know, okay, I need to. You
I was
know.
Talking to my daughter the other day. She's fixing to say something. What little Jim? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. And I said, I don't feel like I should tell it, but you don't want to tell it. Jennifer says, don't, Mother, you're not supposed to. If you get that check, you just don't
mm-hmm.
say. Instead of being curious and say, come on, tell me what you're going to say. A lot of people, she's just, boy, that helped me a lot. It wasn't bad. It was just,
yeah.
it was cute to me.
Time.
But I knew I shouldn't say it.
Because
it wasn't pure.
myself, like, I've been saying what
like,
a person hears is two different things. It depends on their level of spiritual.
She would hear what she would probably understand. And this is my daughter, but I thought that was so good. I said, thank you, Lord, for that. That's just
mm-hmm.
something simple, like you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Just that check.
I think, like, for me, like, I think I've been through a lot of stuff. Like, when I was younger, I went through bullying. But sometimes, like, I still kind of have thoughts that are kind of, like, negative. And, like, I'm delivered from that. I'm speaking faith. I'm going to start speaking and thinking the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how, like, it comes from, I think the enemy tried to plant stuff when I was younger.
What
do everybody
did Jesus say do with thoughts when they're negative?
Bring them to
cast
them to. He says,
cast them down imagination.
Against imagination.
bring them into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Negative thoughts are not in obedience to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't think on negative thoughts. Do something with them right away, because if you keep thinking on that, you're going to do that. You're going to say that. They're going to become a part of you.
And the best thing to get rid of is say it out loud, what's the truth?
Amen. Yeah.
David, you will say something.
Joseph Prince, he does a good teaching on kind of along those lines, but I heard him say, you can, like in your prayer life, you can't complain to God and can't, cast your care on Him. Say, well, Lord, I got a problem here, you know. I need
help me. Well, see, that's a little different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a whole lot different than thinking negative things, you know. Just your thought life. God wants your thought life to be strong and pure.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to Him, you can say, hey, God, I'm hurting or this or that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's different.
Yeah.
That's
what the Lord will do when you do that. Uh-huh. He's going to give you a word back to encourage you and show you the way and brighten your day. When you have that relationship with Him, I mean.
That's right.
You know, it's all about doing.
That's even a step beyond saying something positive and cast it down. Go to the Lord in prayer, and He gives you that encouragement and gives you further things.
It's all about living in His strength.
That's how you cast it down.
When you live in His strength, Joshua and Caleb was living in the strength of the Lord.
That's right.
Now, they were not the first on the list. Caleb was third. Joshua was down to number five. But they kept what they had. Stayed in faith.
That's good.
How did they stay in faith? They were always close to Moses. I mean, Moses going to sit right after them. They're not with the crowd. Wherever Moses was, they were, you know, because they wanted the same thing Moses.
That's right.
They were receptive. They lived a receptive life. They were receptive to what the Lord was saying.
Mm-hmm.
When the people were prophesying, Joshua ran to Moses. The people were prophesying. Moses said, I wish they all prophesied. Mm-hmm. Well, Joshua took that in. Mm-hmm. He was the kind of person that would receive. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't receive. If you notice, the wisest people you know, they listen more than they speak. Mm-hmm. They're listening to the Lord, and they listen more than they speak. Mm-hmm. If you watch, you'll pay attention to that. When people who are receptive to the Lord, I remember when I first got saved, I ran to the Holiness Church because I thought all the Christians filled with the Holy Spirit was like Mom Power. I thought all of them were that way, even the young ones.
Okay, who was Mom Power? Tell the people who Mom Power was.
She was a lady full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. She used to come to the grocery store where I worked. At Food Giant, that back then, they used to have double coupons and sometimes triple coupons. And people from all over town would come to Food Giant in the Huffman area. She lived way out in Woodlawn with an old car she had that looked like it wouldn't make it. But she came, and that's when I met her. And I helped her with her groceries one day, and she was telling me about the Lord and what the Lord had told her. And she was always in communion with. She lived in communion with the Lord. And after that first time, I wanted to sack her groceries and take her and help her to the car so I could hear what she had to say. Yeah.
So you could hear what she had to say.
And she left us.
Wisdom. And so you got wet.
Man, just like Joshua and Moses. She said some wonderful things. And I wanted to learn about the Holy Spirit.
Give us two or three nuggets from her.
Oh, man. It was a conversation she had, and she's back then in those days. She lived in the Woodlawn area. Well, they integrated the high schools, and they had race riots. And she prayed one day. She said, "Lord, why are there so many? Why don't the races get along?" And the Lord spoke to her and said, "How many types of soil are there?" And she said, "Well, it's black soil, white soil, white sand, yellow clay, red clay, and brown soil." And then he said, "Well, how many types of men are there?"
How many types of what?
Men. Uh-huh. And she said, "Well, there's black men, white men, red, yellow, and brown." He said, "Until I return, there will be division." And it, he was letting them know until people receive the Lord, mm-hmm. and there would be pockets of racism, but in him, there won't be.
Amen.
And she, you know, this lady, she was Pentecostal. You could tell she was full of the Holy Ghost. She was a white lady, beautiful, you know, just full of the Holy Ghost, full of wisdom too.
Probably full of peace and joy.
You could see it on her countenance.
Uh-huh. You could see it on her face.
She didn't have to say anything.
That's what Isaiah said. God's going to raise up a people that you're going to see on their faces.
Amen. You're sparkling.
You're going to see God on their faces. They're going to light up. They're going to glow up. Mm-hmm. He's going to raise up a people.
Mm-hmm. And she spoke with that kind of wisdom all the time. Uh-huh. I wrote about it in the book I wrote. And but she was a blessing that way. Well, I thought, you know, every Christian filled with the Holy Spirit is like that.
Mm-hmm. You thought every Christian was like my pastor.
Yeah.
He was young.
So now Elder Lewis was that way. He was a blessing. He had a relationship with the Lord. And then us younger people, we were catching on. We were learning. But everybody's not full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Some people full of the Holy Ghost, but not always wisdom. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for all his people. They all can do something. And, you know, we're growing from glory to glory. Now, when you see something, you have a visual for it and you desire it. Well, I wanted to be like Mom Powell in the way I carried myself. But I didn't know how to do it. And at the time, I was, you know, I was like a fighter. I wouldn't bother anybody, but if I saw somebody bothering somebody weaker than them, I'd jump in. I'd fight. If somebody aggravated me, I'd get them told. But a few years after that, I hadn't had any conflicts, but a guy, you know, I told you about the guy I almost got in a fight with. And I said, Lord, I don't need to make mistakes. I said, I almost jumped on that guy. I said, I don't teach me how to love your people like you do. Mm-hmm. Well, I learned many things. One of the things I learned, when you love a person from the heart, that sincere love, you want Christ for them. You want them to be blessed. And you pray for them. It doesn't matter what they, I learned from the Lord, what they're doing, don't take it personal. If they were raised among angels, they wouldn't be that way. You don't know what happened to them. And sometimes, and the Lord taught me to look deeper. Sometimes people come from a miserable background.
And I was listening to Joyce Meyer's sermon this week. She said that love is the greatest, most powerful spiritual weapon.
It is.
God is love. Mm-hmm.
The church is missing out when they don't walk in love. It's like she said, Joyce Meyer said, the books she write on love stay in the shelf. They don't. But that's where your drive comes from. That's where the motives, the right motives come from.
I used to work in the most toxic office, mm-hmm. not the last job, the one before it. And, you know, I would find an empty office and do my devotional. And I was like, Lord, just help me. Sometimes I was standing, my Bible is all torn apart, because I would literally stand and say, I can't help myself, you're going to have to do something. So he told me, he says, Deborah, these are spiritual babies. And he reminded me, when my brother was little, mm-hmm. a baby, you know that sucky thing you're trying to get their nose clean with? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to cut their nails, how they bite and scratch you when you're trying to help them?
Yeah. Same
he
thing.
He said, these are spiritual babies. Fighting and scratching. He says, but I expect more from you. You're more mature Christian. Mm-hmm. It was like, but you up there, I'm the one down here getting
pounced off.
But I learned to.
Yeah, it's harder to mm-hmm. love them. But as Pastor Webb said, he said, I love my wife. I don't need the Ten Commandments. I'm not going to steal from her. I'm not going to kill her.
He's a wild man.
He said, I love her. I don't need the Ten Commandments. If you love someone, you will not harm them.
Right.
So God taught me to stop praying those prayers and psalm that David prayed against his enemies, I'm going to tell you they work. That's wrong, but they work. So a friend came to me and she said, well, Deborah, you need to repent. God's not interested in what they're doing to you. He's more interested in what you're doing to them. She told me, you need to repent and start praying for them. When I started praying for those people within three months, I had another job with a 40% increase. I'm telling you, repentance
works. That's how Job did. He prayed for his friends and God turned his captivity.
Exactly. Turned his captivity.
When you love people, we're rich. We're wealthy. Yeah. We have Christ. We're going to live forever. Yeah. What we suffer now don't really matter. We have love in the bank. If you love him in your strength, it's not going to... That was the lesson I learned, to love in history.
Huh. Amen.
So, just like when I get ready to preach, I go pray in the Holy Spirit. And then I come out bold. Uh-huh. Well, I receive his love.
Right.
And when people are cutting up, I'm having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like wrestling the pig. Well, the pig's having fun. I'm like, let's
go. You're getting dirty. You're getting all muddy and dirty.
I have a joy on the inside because I know I'm going to love you. I know you're mad at me right now, but I'm going to love you, and this is going to be good. And it works.
It does.
The pig's having fun.
Amen.
I'm gonna close with this.
I wanted to
share with you about promotion. When people make decisions through the course of their life, and then and God always chooses the best and most suited person for the mission.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, you have to stay in the love of God if you're gonna finish and do whatever you do in His strength. Joshua and Caleb had a revelation. We're going to fight in his strength.
Yes.
Yeah.
They lost sight because they saw the giant, and the giant looked bigger than God to the 10. And they were destroyed. Okay, looking at Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, the birth order is Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan. I'll number them. Judah 1, Simeon 2, Levi 3, Jude 4, Dan 5, Naphtali 6, Gad 7, Asher 8, 9, Issachar 9, Zebulun 10, Joseph and Benjamin 11 and 12. All right. Now Israel's blessing order is different. It's Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Jude, Zebulun is 5, Issachar 6, Dan is 7, Gad is 8, Asher is 9, Naphtali is 10, Joseph is 11, then Benjamin is 12. All right, in the spy order. Now, the spy order was based on the man, not the tribe.
Uh-huh.
It's based on the man.
Uh-huh.
But the tribe is Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Issachar, Ephraim, Benjamin, Zebulun, Joseph, Dan, Asher, Naphtali, and Gad. All right. Levi is missing. There was no representation from Levi. He was replaced with Ephraim. And then Joseph was represented by Manasseh, his lineage of Manasseh. All right. In the revelation order, now think about what has happened. They went into captivity. They were blinded. And then the 144,000 returned to the Lord. And this is the list in the revelation order. Now remember, Israel said that Reuben wouldn't excel, but Reuben was always attempting to do better because Reuben slept with his father's concubine. So he repented.
Mm-hmm.
So the first list is Judah. Then now these are the tribes, the people, the 144,000 from each tribe. You got Judah, 1, Reuben, 2, Gad, 3, Asher, 4, Naphtali, 5. Manasseh replaced Dan, because Dan is missing. Simeon, 7, Levi is 8, Issachar is 9, Zebulun is 10, Joseph is 11, and then Benjamin.
Hmm.
So
Manasseh, they call Manasseh Joseph, evidently. Manasseh is going to be called Joseph. I mean, Joseph is Manasseh and Ephraim. It's the two tribes, right?
Yeah.
I just cleared something up for me, because I just wondered, I knew there were other tribes missing.
Yeah, because the Lord always, Israel claimed Manasseh and Ephraim as his sons. So God always had two in case somebody failed. He did it with the disciples. Mm-hmm. He had Matthias and I forgot the other one. But Judah was missing and he was replaced with Matthias. Well, the tribe of Dan's missing in the 144,000 in Revelation and replaced with Manasseh.
And the tribe of Levi was missing from the other.
Yeah, the tribe of Levi was missing in the spy order. But Moses was a Levi, but that tribe had no representative.
Reckon why Benjamin was last.
Benjamin, well, after everything, after history has happened, after everything's happened, Benjamin's last. Now, in Israel now, the tribe that's there is of Judah. They don't really know where the other tribes are, but then you can read Isaiah 11. It tells you where the other tribes are. Remember, it takes faith to come out of captivity, and they didn't come back to their land yet. But they still exist because they're found in Revelation. When you are promoted, you're not out of the woods. Now you gotta make your calling and election sure. You keep staying faithful. Do everything in His strength. Love in His strength. Work in His strength. Obey Him in His strength. And receive His word in His strength. And you'll never be short. All right. We're out of time. Thank you, Lord. Dear Lord, I thank You for Your word. I pray that You'll bless us. I know we're at the last of the last of the last of the hour. Help us do all that's in Your heart. Lord, You said You would cut the work short in righteousness. There's still time to do a great and mighty work in all of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, help us do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.